have a building there near the spring?
Yeah, we had a little building near the spring. Yes,
what'd you call that?
We just called it, that's where we washed it. And we called it a wash house, that's what we called it.
The wash?
Wash house is where we wash, where she washes it. Near the spring. We didn't have no well or nothing then. We had just had spring. When there was such a thing, we didn't know about no well. But nothing but spring. Go to the branch and dig your hole for, get you a spring, and then you just furnish you all the water you want. That's true.
I bet that water was cold.
Oh, it was cool. It certainly was all the time. It was cool.
What would you call a farm that all they have is milk cattle, and they sell the process and sell the milk.
What you call a dairy farm?
Okay.
Dairy.
Do you ever use that word dairy?
We didn't use then. No, long in them days, we didn't use dairy. I don't know what we called, but we didn't use that word then. But it wasn't nothing like that. No dairy, nothing like that when we were coming there. With this, that's just a new thing, dairy, since we got grown. The word dairy and all like that didn't have nothing like that then.
Does that word dairy have any other meanings?
Well, no, I don't really do.
Where would you keep your potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, you keep your potatoes and turnips in there. You put them in the ground. Put them in the bank. Bank them up.
You put them in the bank?
Yeah, in the bank.
What's that?
That's like you dig your potatoes out of the ground. Then you dig out a piece in the ground where you put your potatoes at. You put your potatoes down on the ground, put you some pine straw or some dry straw down and pile your potatoes on it. Then make your pen up around your potatoes, stand up like this, all the way around like this, the bank here, put some over there and put a piece of where your meat, you know, then put all the way around like this and pull your dirt over. That's where no air can get to it. And you put your turnip the same way and put your dirt on it. And put it in the air tight. Well, if you want air, you leave you a hole in there where you can let it get air. But if you get too cold, you stop it up.
What do you mean you put a pin there?
You put a pin, that's where you put your potatoes at. See? Like this is your potatoes under here. Your potatoes be piled up under there. Well, now you're going to wrap up those potatoes. Well, you put your some pieces, two or four or something up around them.
All the way around.
Yeah, like a little fence around where the dirt can't get in there on them. Then you put your straw, you rough them up with straw.
You put straw over
it, too? Over the potatoes. Then put that some pieces up around it. Where you can put you something around to keep the dirt out of the potatoes. Then you put rub it up with dirt.
I see.
Keep them there, stay there all winter.
And you call that a bank? Or?
Bank. That's what you call it, a bank. That's what you call it, a bank of potatoes, a bank.
What sort of work do you have to do if you raise cotton?
Well, you got a lot of work to do, I tell you. You got to break up your ground. Got to go in there and break your ground up.
What do you use?
Use plastoc or whatever. You know, people don't use that now, but then, long them days, we use plastoc. Plastoc, we call it. This is a little Georgia stock, what they call it.
What?
Georgia's plastoc.
What does it look like?
It's just a little... There's a piece of a little